Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. What would you say to each other? Let's say you run into someone who used to be a friend, and maybe just with time the two of you drifted apart, or maybe it was more of a focused separation. For whatever reason, you haven't seen each other in a while. What would you talk about? Would it be how now, right now, in this moment, you are enjoying life? You share what's working. Or could it be the hope that you have for the future, the confident expectation of things that you're going to engage in that lift you up? And what is she going to say? Or there's a third option. Are you going to talk about the fear that torments? And that's exactly what fear does. It lies, it steals, it kills, it destroys. I'm not just talking about, the fear that you have, maybe about your teenagers or what's going to happen at work. I'm talking about the long-term results that go on in your subconscious mind when you do not even realize it, and it breaks down your thoughts, your emotions, your actions, until you wake up one day and you feel like you are nowhere in control of your life, and fear is now taunting you, telling you, yeah, see, knew you'd never amount to anything. Fear torments long term. So which is it going to be? Because whatever you believe in your heart, you're going to speak with your mouth. That's the fruit that we give others. And what's the root of this fruit? It's what you believe. By the way, this happened to me just today. Connected with someone that I haven't talked to since January. And this is exactly what happened. Now, you know what goes on in my life as far as, the road trip back from mom's whenever the semi-truck tire blew up on me. And then I told you how I focused to keep those emotions in control to be able to move forward, or the unexpected root canal and the continued pain and what needed to happen in order for me to be my healthiest. You know, I share these stories with you to use myself as an example of sometimes what not to do, because I have really screwed up a lot in life. But here's the great thing. Doesn't matter how many times I've screwed up, I can give that pain a purpose for progress and turn it into success, because that's what I've been focusing on the last 17 years, is how to optimize every obstacle and turn it into an opportunity. And I want you to be able to do the same thing for yourself. Okay, now to get back to the friend who, or the former friend who reached out to me today. Did I tell her any of that? No. I just told her life was going really great and how I was getting back into it. Yes, I'm still working with my clients across the U.S. and internationally, but my office in person is now open back up, and that is not what I got to hear from her. I got to hear the fear. Now, you know, we all need to share fear with someone in order to be validated. Believe me, when a challenge happens, I reach out to someone that I can share it with just to be able to help me with those emotions. So that they're not there to fix it. They're there just to listen. One person. That's it. I will not tell another story of pain to someone if they are not there to help me move through it and to what's on the other side. I don't share a story of pain with someone who cannot help me. Why is that? Because then I believe in my heart that if I continue to share it with everybody, that life is going to get better. And that is incorrect. That is not how our identity works. We have something known as the RAS, the reticular activating system. And it is turned on by your emotionally dominant thoughts. And if you're running around telling your pain story to everybody that will listen, not in order for you to move forward, that's going to be the one person that you're coaching with. So, no, you're running around and telling everybody, well, guess what? Your emotionally dominant thoughts are going to be, oh, how can I have more problems in my life to tell more people? It's not going to look for purpose. It's not going to look for progress. So the root of this is what you believe. So we need to begin to upgrade those beliefs. And to do that, you need to stop playing mind games where you are always the loser. Because that's what's going to happen with that continued conversation. There's a reason why I decided to separate from this person, why I said, you know what, our paths are just going separate directions, nobody's right, nobody's wrong, I'm just finding myself going a different way. And I was reminded of it today. I'm not her coach, she does not invest in my services. And it's the same way with you and your friends. If they're using you to bitch, moan, whine, and complain all the time, you should be getting paid for it, and they should be your clients. Because if not, then you're enabling them to stay stuck and struggling. But before you can enable them, we need to look at what you're doing, how you're not drawing the boundaries that say, you know what, yes, I need to reach out and speak to someone, a friend, just to validate, just to say, oh my gosh, this crazy thing just happened, and I need to bitch, moan, whine, and complain. Do not try to fix it for me. You are not my coach. You are not my mentor. So I just need to share it, and then we'll move on. And then you need to go to the person that you're working with. Okay, so let me share with you a couple of different viewpoints on how you can have what is known as now faith. Now faith is in the present moment. It's not what happened yesterday. It's not what's going to happen tomorrow. It's right here in this moment, and that you have the faith that everything is going to work for your good. But that is not what you've experienced. You've experienced what's known as a first story. And a first story is when life was going good. I don't know, you could have been a kid, a teenager, or a young adult, but you were really enjoying life. And then somebody came along and said, nope, that's not how you're going to move forward. Who do you think you are? There's not enough to go around. You're not good enough. And so you were taught that when things go good, the other shoe is going to drop. You're going to have one step forward and two steps back. So there's now faith, and then there's hope in the future, which is a certain and a confident expectation. And it's not that everything is going to come your way. No. It is a certain and confident expectation that no matter what comes your way, you are going to turn those obstacles into opportunities. You are going to find a way to go over them. All right, so there's a couple of different ways that coaches, hypnotists, other mentors and guides can assist you with this. And the first one is where they take you back to that first story and they have you relive it again and again and again. Now, I'm not saying this is wrong or this is right. I'm not here to judge. That applies to certain people. I will just let you know, I am not one of those people. I went to therapy that did this, and it did not assist me, and I'll show with you why in just a moment. So what they do is they lead you through going through the situation again and again and again, bringing up new details each time, because at some point they feel that you're going to become desensitized. And that's usually between the fourth or the eighth telling of the story, that you're going to become desensitized and it is no longer going to trip your triggers and hold you back. And now you can begin to decide how to move forward. Okay. Here's the challenge. I don't know, maybe you've had the same challenge in the past. I've already relived that story again and again. I've already gone over it more than 4 to 8 times. There was a time in my life where dozens, if not hundreds, of the same experience over and over and over, and I never got desensitized. All it did was further show me how I was never going to be good enough and there was never going to be enough. So my now faith, my faith in the present moment, I'll never be good enough. And so that was the fear that tormented me. Holy crud, what's going to come this way next? And there was never going to be enough. So my future was one of struggle. Things were never going to get to where my dreams could turn into a reality. It was going to get marginally improved. And that was it. So the hope was, I hope the next crisis doesn't take me out completely. And that was the fear that tormented me. So this whole bit of going over it again and again and again, if that appeals to you, this is probably not the podcast you need to be listening to. Because I'm like, we're going to find out that you that went through that pain, we're going to find out the first story, what you made it mean about you. Because see, whenever we go through an emotional experience, we always ask 3 questions in 1,000th of 1 second. So it happens so fast, you don't even realize you're doing it. Question number 1, what does this mean? And it's either going to be an obstacle or an opportunity. Question number 2, what does this mean about me? And here's where the challenge comes in at. When the original experience happened to you, you did not have the resources or the resourcefulness to be able to move through it and into what was on the other side of it. You weren't able to take that pain and turn it into progress. Because if you would have, it wouldn't have created you being stuck and struggling. So what did you make it mean about you? You weren't good enough and there's not enough. And then the 3rd question is, how do I avoid life or how do I amplify myself at my best? Well, guess what? How you want to avoid, that's what you go into, and that is when our soul is absolutely tormented because we can't avoid life. We can't avoid those triggers. When a trigger comes about that has you spiraling into sadness, into anger, into situational depression, into what the freak, this is happening again, we have to upgrade the meaning. We have to look for how you are competent with the skills that you've developed since you learned that. We need to look at the confidence that you're experiencing in life because of the other areas of your life you were able to improve. And that's going to move you into feeling outstanding. You've got this. So, you know, whatever type of coach, guide, hypnotist that you choose, you need to be asking them, do they want to desensitize you? And, You know what? Me taking you back through that painful time again and again and again is not going to desensitize you. It is only going to have you feeling more and more out of control. Instead, we need to go back to that original time and we need to say, okay, this is how we release you from being triggered that way. And then we replace it with your wise woman that knows exactly how to step in and use who you are now and everything you've learned since that original imprint and start moving forward in life. I'm going to caution you on something. It's at this point where you're going, oh yeah, just give me the work and I'll do it and I'll work harder. You cannot work harder at this because working harder is not going to mean that you feel like you're worthy and that there's enough. No matter how hard you work, it's not going to make a difference. Instead, you want someone that is going to guide you into the revelation of what you already possess, the progress that's already waiting there for you. Okay. Have you come through the last year better? If you have, great. Let's continue to amplify it. If you have not, then let's see what we can do to bring out your brilliance. So I've got two ways that you can do that. Go to drewdawnferguson.com/PC. Stands for podcast. Does not stand for politically correct. I am not that. I don't give a gosh darn about people's opinions about me. I care about my higher power, and am I doing what my higher power has asked me to do, which is help you be a brighter light in the world? Because when you're brighter, the rest of the world is brighter because it gets to ignite off of your light. Okay, so go to drewdawnferguson.com/PC, and there you're going to see where you can join me and just a few other people in a 45-minute conversation on research and development ideas. I need to know what it is that you need me to put together. But I don't know because the world's changed in the last year. It's changed so much. So what is it that you need to turn your dreams into reality, to move forward faster for that now faith, for the hope in the future and the fulfillment? Because what you believe is in who you really are, your magnificence and your brilliance. And if you join me for one of these 45-minute get-togethers, virtual, I'm going to gift you with a ticket to my upcoming class, Maximum Mindset for Your Health, Wealth, and Happiness, where we're going to work together in a group, and I'm going to give you the system that you need to upgrade your beliefs. Because I'm telling you the stories, and we're looking at the happy ending on how you're going to be able to move forward. But you need more of a process for it. So I'm willing to work with you personally, and I will gift you the ticket on that. If you decide that, no, you don't want to join my research and development meeting for 45 minutes, then go to drewdawnferguson.com/2021, and you'll see where you can purchase a ticket for the upcoming dates for Maximum Mindset for Your Health, Wealth, and Happiness. Okay. So the more you try not to think about something, not to feel something, not to do something, the more it's going to happen. Do not think of a pink elephant in a purple tutu dancing in the middle of the room. Just do not think of that right now. Well, what happens? You create the image. So telling yourself not to have the reactions that you're having right now, mentally, emotionally, and physically, to your triggers isn't going to do you any good. You've got to get to the root of this bad fruit, and it's what you believe. And when you upgrade your beliefs, your brilliance will turn on even brighter, and you're going to live a life of passion and progress where you're going to absolutely amaze yourself. So until we get together again, go out and be bright.
What I've been sharing with you is part of your time to thrive. See, we can get stuck in a healing process, but what's beyond the healing? Well, there's growth, and then there's goals, and then there's vision. And your time to thrive is a very special membership where you access a course or a live event with me every single month that is going to teach you this process. So that way you're not dependent upon someone else for your progress. Instead, you're empowered to be able to make upgrades on your own. And then whenever you hit a block that just seems to be too much for you to get over, that's when you bring in someone for assistance. So this membership is only open for the next few days. Go to dawnlandrum.com and you'll see all the details when you click on the tab that says Time to Thrive.